day, everyone, and welcome to Sports Planet Podcast. The CHAN, that's the AFCON for home-based players in Africa, is currently going on in Cameroon as we speak. But why we don't have too much publicity about it is because Nigeria is not in the competition. And Nigeria is not in the competition because we did not qualify. So today on the program, we're going to be talking about Nigeria, the CHAN, and football generally. Welcome once again. My name is Kaode Ogundare. With me, as usual, is Mumini Alao.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kaode. My pleasure to be on the Sports Planet Podcast once again.
Let's get into business. On Friday, I saw the game between Libya and DR Congo in the CHAN. And I am not trying to exaggerate, but I don't think a Nigerian team based at home could defeat either of those two teams based on the quality of football that I saw. And the fact that we lost to Togo, that came last in their group in the CHAN, and they are now eliminated. Does that tell you anything about the level of football, domestic football in Nigeria as we speak?
Well, Kaode, I think I will start by saying that we all know the common parlance that football is not mathematics, all right? The fact that Togo knocked us out during the qualifiers and that they are now bottom of their group at the finals in CHAN, that does not mean that if Nigeria had qualified, that we will also be at the bottom of that group. All right? Of course, we know that no two football matches are the same. Okay? A lot of things can change in terms of your preparation for the finals. A lot of things can change in terms of the players that will get injured before or, you know, during the competition. So many other variables might actually change a lot of outcomes. Okay, so I won't say that the fact that Togo are struggling at CHAN or they even be knocked out, I won't say that that bodes that if Nigeria had qualified, would actually have performed worse. But having said that, we have to admit that there's a general problem in Nigerian football. All right. The days are gone by when Nigeria used to be the giants of Africa, if you can use that expression, because even at the main AFCON competition, there was a time the minimum Nigeria would get to is the semi-finals and we'll end up with a bronze medal, and we used to call it a golden bronze because it had become so common. You know, there was a time we were getting to the finals consistently winning silver or bronze medals, but that is not even happening again. That's at the main AFCON level, where our professionals come from Europe. How much more domestic football, where we have a lot of issues, all right, in terms of players' welfare, they don't get paid regularly, all right? We have issues with the coaching, the quality of coaching is not up to scratch. We have at the club level, when last did our clubs get, you know, to the latter stages of the CAF competition, the CAF Confederations Cup, all right? So, I think we are living in the past. And I tell a lot of our friends that what Nigeria is suffering from is what we call a delusion of grandeur. All right, whereby you still think you are a big boy in the room, whereas a lot of other boys have come into play and they have overtaken you. So, Kaode, I admit to you that yes, there is a problem with Nigerian football. The fact that we didn't even qualify for the CHAN alone is a problem on its own. For goodness sake, that's something that you will take for granted, that Nigeria will qualify. Whether we'll do well at the finals is a different kettle of fish, but we usually took it for granted that we'll qualify. So if we couldn't even qualify, that tells a lot of story. And I think I will put it down mainly to the issues of poor welfare for the players, whereby they are not motivated to play at home. A lot of them, if you interview the average Nigerian player, his mission is to go and play abroad. So which means at home, they are not fulfilled. All right? And then those who stay behind, when you talk to them, the quality of the coaches, the Nigerian coaches usually don't like to hear this, but it's the fact, all right? Because we've spoken to some players and they will tell you they got to the pitch, they know that they are better than their opponents, but the kind of tactics their opponents have come up with, they just couldn't cope with it. So I think I will put it down mainly to poor welfare in the Nigerian football system, as well as poor coaching from our domestic coaches.
Well, I wish I could disagree with you, but unfortunately I couldn't. I think some of the things I think should be present if we want to develop our football. good pitches, good pay for the players, like you said, good coaching too, because the technical ability of the coach determines what the players will do on the pitch.
Absolutely.
And then, are you trying to observe the administrators?
Well, to be honest, how much can the administrator do for a coach? A coach is supposed to be a professional, and he's supposed to, just like the rest of us who are journalists or lawyers or doctors, we invest in training ourselves. Either your parents will invest in sending you to school, or some friends, or you get a scholarship, and so on and so forth. All right, fine. I think the Nigeria Football Federation, occasionally they organize seminars and they organize conferences. They invite some other coaches to come and share knowledge with our Nigerian coaches. But that is how much they can do. The most of the lot falls on the coaches themselves to invest in themselves, all right, so that they can be at par with their compatriots from all over the world. Otherwise, we'll just continue to make all this noise about Nigerian coaches, oh, they can do the job. But in actual fact, we have to measure their performance based on what the Nigerian clubs are doing, and they are not doing well at the moment. And you will hear a lot of people will be arguing that they should be in charge of the national team. So it doesn't work out that way. So I think the responsibility lies primarily with the coaches themselves. The administrators can only support them so far.
Like we usually say on this program, time is not our friend. But in going now, let me ask you this question.
All right.
What do you think, given everything we've talked about, the average Nigerian coach, I don't want to use the word local, the average Nigerian coach based in Nigeria coaching now, what would it take for us to see one of them coaching the Super Eagles?
Coyote, it will take a lot, all right? It will take a lot. I think our best bet still lies with the former national team players who have been exposed to some of the best facilities, some of the best coaching in the world. And I think in the last 10, 15 years, we've had Stephen Keshi, we've had Augustin Eguavoen, we've had Sunday Olise. I think Emmanuel Amunike has been knocking on the door. In my opinion, my frank opinion, that is the rank from which our national coaches, Nigerian coaches, can come from. Those who have been exposed to some of the best football, some of the best coaches in the world. Because if you don't have it, you can't give it. You know, our local coaches, if they are not exposed at this international level, all right, I don't think they will be able to take the national team, the Super Eagles, to that level successfully. This is my frank opinion, all right? And the best way they can earn some of these experiences is by working closely with some of the foreign coaches that we hire, and then they can gain some experience from, that is those of them who don't have the benefit of playing abroad and being exposed to working with these top coaches from around the world. Otherwise, our choices will continue to be restricted to those players who have played abroad with some of the best clubs and who have trained under some of the best coaches, and then they will bring their knowledge to the national team.
Well, that is the opinion of Mumini Alao. Do you agree with him? You have a contrary opinion? Drop your comments at the foot of this story. You can go to www.nigersuperfans.com/podcast to listen to this and previous episodes of the program.